Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, taking a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Mr. Ronald Solovelb, S-O-L-L-E-V-E-L-D. This goes to Dr. Christos 1. On 4-2022, Mr. Solovelb performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement. Period compared to a prior study, dated 12/21/21, there's been no change. Period. New paragraph. Impression: severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Charles Simmons. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall on 4/20/22. Mr. Simmons performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/15/21, there's been no significant change period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Campbell. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 4/20/22, Mrs. Campbell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction at lower lung volumes period. There was no change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/7/21, there's been development of airways obstruction period. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment period. Current effort may not be optimal as well since the peak flow rate is so low period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Tom Daniels. This goes to Tori Asbury on 4/20/22. Mr. Daniels performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction at lower lung volumes. Period after bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow period. Optimal effort is questioned. On the pre-bronchodilator study period, new paragraph impression, probable normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Jacqueline D'Amelio. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 4/20/22, Mrs. D'Amelio performed a 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. The room air saturation was 90% period. After walking 168 meters in 4 minutes and 38 seconds, her saturation was 97%, and the patient stopped walking due to being tired and winded, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sheila Kahn, K-A-A-N. This goes to Dr. Leibborn on 4/20/22. Mrs. Kahn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 9/28/21. There's been no change. Period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.